Tomorrow's election for Marathon County Circuit Judge pits a well-known prosecutor, District Attorney Jill Falstead, against a man that she often battles in court. Defense Attorney Peter Rotter says with two former DAs already serving as county judges, one more would make it too hard for an accused person to get a fair trial.
Frankly, I've spoken with criminal defendants, and they have had some concerns. Currently, if they substitute, there's a potential they'll have another former Marathon County prosecutor as their judge. If there is another former Marathon County prosecutor on the bench, that becomes a likelihood. And we have to be aware of something called the appearance of impropriety.
Many district attorneys go on to become judges, and they are excellent judges. You spend years making decisions that are subject to public scrutiny, and that is the same thing judges do, and that's why I think you see that trend throughout the whole country.
Falstead has built her legal reputation on protecting victims' rights, particularly in domestic abuse cases.
Certainly as a judge, I will be very sensitive to the interests and concerns of victims and recognize that the impact of the crime on the victim is always of utmost importance.
But Rotter says there's more to criminal justice.
Needs of victims are important, but apparently, and I think appropriately, they are not the end all. We certainly don't want to have our justice system devolve into a system of blood feuds.
The comments of the judicial candidates were recorded at a Wisconsin Public Radio debate in Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.